Look at the answers to the anti-Plattner Mills ad. While she was serving our country, Betsy was sexually assaulted. Graham Plattner, the rapist, are to blame, not women like Betsy. What the fuck? What's the implication here? Hold on. I mean, I agree rape is bad. I guess I assumed that Graham Plattner would agree with that statement. Where's the attack? Is this the attack ad? Here, Pod Save America is talking about the ad. Can you show the
ad?
I
think it is always a good thing to being in
her. Oh, here we go.
Need to
take a look, and then let's discuss it.
Did you know Graham Plattner wrote that women worried about need to, quote,
not get so fucked up they wind up having sex with someone they don't mean to?
It's disgusting.
Plattner wrote to avoid women should, quote,
act like an adult for sake.
Graham Plattner, seriously.
We blame the victim? That's a horrible thing to say.
Disqualifying. I have not seen this.
He's a bully.
This guy gives off a vibe.
Just no way I could vote for you.
No.
Graham Plattner.
This is an older ad, not the one you were looking at. So wait, Janet Mills put out two ads attacking the old Reddit. It's the same shit? And that both within a couple of days?
The closer you look, the worse it gets. I'm Janet Mills, and I approve this message.
Ancient, ancient woman. Jesus Christ. This is the new... Okay, so he just keeps... She
I
just keeps going
served
after...
served the United States Army, and I was raped. For all women who have ever been raped, the pain never goes away. Graham Plattner said women could avoid rape if they don't...
Oh my God, it's lit two ads over the same, like, decade-old Reddit comments.
It's so f***ed up. They end up having sex with someone they don't mean to. Mr. Plattner, I was not f***ed up. Plattner said women could avoid rape.
The totem composting. He literally apologized for the sake of the matter. It's literally like, did you know he was a chud like 10 years ago or something? Not even a chud, I guess. Just like a retard. I know he's a retard. He's still a retard. Janet Mills supports Zionism and the mass rape of Palestinians. That is true. That is true. If you are a liberal Zionist, you support the rape state of Israel, which had the right to rape rally as the IDF rapes, continues to rape. Whereas the worst version of Graham Plattner is just a guy who personally has had some pro-rape values, you know, a decade ago, where she's actively promoting like the rape state now. So, you know, you have to fold everything into its proper context, in my opinion. It is meaningless. You know what? But this does explain why Blue Sky is acting the way that it does, because this is another perfect example of how the DNC constructed lib shit woke scolding as a way of diverting people from actual progressives. Like, I guarantee you Graham Plattner policy-wise will fight harder for women than Janet Mills. Absolutely, 100%.
They act like adults, for f***'s sake. The rapists are to blame, not women like me. Graham Plattner is unacceptable.
All the women in the first ad you saw are DNC party insiders. That's so cool. They couldn't, like, find real people. Look at Plattner's campaign's response. He called out Mills for fucking over rape survivors as governor.
I'm Janet Mills.
Hold on. How does Pod Save America talk about
this? Okay, what do you think? Think it's an effective ad? What do you think about going up with it now?
Listen. Okay. I mean, I have a lot to say about this ad.
Go for it.
According to what I read on the internet, 59% of the main electorate is female as of 2020, which was admittedly 6 years ago, but still a lot of women.
I imagine it hasn't changed that much in 6 years.
Yeah, a lot of women in Maine. And
Plattner's crushing Mills.
Let's just talk about the cinematography, the production of the ad. So the idea is simple: get women to react to a news story that's been out there a long time, but seems to have fresh legs based on the fact that this ad is coming out with there's this attack ad, but also there are clearly people in Maine that haven't heard these comments before, right? There and women in specific. The woman who says
Janet Mills pardoned a rapist she defended unsuccessfully before becoming governor. You mean she was a lawyer defending a rapist and she lost and he went to jail, and then when she became governor, she was like, "Well, now I'm your super lawyer," and she pardoned him? That's cool. That's super cool. I love the power of pardoning. It's so effective. It does so much good for the world.
This guy gives off a vibe is like the chef's kiss moment for me in that ad. I mean, it really hones in on the fact that what he said is really distasteful and awful, and that it, I think, still carries a lot of resonance, not just because...
I'm pardoning him. I'm pardoning Graham Plattner of those comments. Can I do that? He wasn't found guilty of anything in a court of law. I think I can do that. The LGBTQ community, of which I am a representative, as much as it might make people mad, has forgiven Graham Plattner. Can I forgive him on behalf of the female community? Probably not, but I will anyway.
Because we have someone who's found civilly liable for sexual assault as our commander in chief. But just generally, it feels like we, in the second Trump administration, arguably beginning in the first, turned a page into a very violently misogynist American culture. And for progressives and Democrats to have someone who potentially could be on the ticket who has said like, I would call it hateful, but at the very least misogynist, like, things about women who are and made them, you know, made it an issue of social
responsibility. I just can't take this seriously from the same DNC establishment who promoted Cuomo, the hyper rapist, over Mamdani, even after Cuomo lost the Democratic primary. Like, Democrats are like, the Democratic leadership will defend rape on every level structurally when it's convenient to them, and they only trot out this this woke scolding when it's convenient to them, you know, whenever they're going against somebody more progressive than them. Again, you never actually see this invoked in intra-party discourse. Like, I guarantee you that if there was another centrist Dem running for the Senate in Maine, they would not go after Mills for having pardoned a rapist or vetoed a rape kit bill. You know, like, it's not actually something they're interested in using against each other. They'll use it against Republicans because Republicans actually are more bigoted. And they'll use it against progressives as like a cynical way of splitting the coalition.
Responsibility and not violence directed towards women is like a fucked up thing for Democratic voters. So I think that part is effective, right? I think that the Mills campaign is right in thinking that they're still.
It's crazy that you can look like this and run for a 6-year government seat. She looks like a fucking skull. She looks like Graham Platner would get drunk on deployment and get her face tattooed on his chest and then pretend not to know what it means for 15 years afterwards.
To be crass about it, there's still some powder that's dry here, like that can be used against, and not just some, but like maybe a potentially significant amount that can be used against Platner. Like, I'm a little bit underwhelmed by the women in the ad. That they come across as a little, not rehearsed, but like stilted. There's so many ways to capture like visceral.
Ageist real... confirmed. I am super fucking ageist when it comes to American government positions. It is insane how many. What's, is it Maxine Waters? Who's the like 100-year-old black woman who's like, I'm the auntie in government. I'll never leave. Yeah, it's Maxine Waters.
Emotional reaction. This felt a little bit, I mean, it felt like they'd done a couple takes. I'm not saying that any of this was scripted, but it didn't feel as naturally, they didn't feel as naturally aghast as I'm sure they actually are. And so I think that it watered down the potential impact of it somewhat, but I still think it's really fucking effective. I think it's like a problem.
So
I mean, it doesn't seem to be working. State investigates. Governor Mills rejects rape kit tracking bill, keeping Maine ranking last in the nation when it comes to reforms. That's crazy. Maine state lawmakers passed 35 new bills on veto day Friday. On Tuesday, Mills rejected all of them in a practice known as a pocket veto. I love our government. Among those 35 bills was an initiative to create a rape kit tracking system and do an inventory of untested kits in Maine. Supporters say they're crushed and disappointed that Mills didn't make it a priority. I don't know, man. Seems like Mills has done more to advance the interests of rapists than Platner ever could have, you know?
Here's my take on it. I think this is totally fair game, right? Like, we are trying to pick the person who can best defeat Susan Collins.
Sorry, I'm out of loop. Is Graham Platner someone we should be rooting for? Yeah, he's cool. I mean, he's like an idiot. But, you know, he's our idiot. He's cool. He's our guy.
Graham Platner's biggest vulnerability is obviously all the things he said online, you know, 7-8 years ago, whatever it was. Like, that should be aired out. You know, for people like you and I who not only follow this, but record podcasts and YouTube series about it once every 3 weeks. Yes. We're obviously very familiar with it, but I think it's fair to say that most people in Maine, and really the general, I would say there's certainly a percentage of the Democratic primary electorate in Maine who
do. Well, if he's an idiot, is there no one better? No. Also, he's fine. He's cool. Whatever. I don't really care. I just don't give a shit about the show. I want people to restructure their thinking a little bit, because over time, and my perspective has been validated over time by this, okay? Factually, we need to start looking at institutional harm more than we look at affect. We have to look at effect more than affect, okay? This is why I've been making a lot of statements lately that making some people upset, but they are true. Like, being a liberal Zionist Democrat means that you have committed more, Democrat politician, you know, not like a regular voter, means you've committed more time, money, support, and energy towards defending rape and murder than Nick Fuentes ever has, you know? Like, Nick Fuentes, at the end of the day, is a popular advocate, a live streamer, you know, closeted, but he's not in government, you know? Whereas if you're a Democratic politician, the odds are you've spent literally decades advancing the material interests in a meaningful, powerful way within U.S. government of, like, the Fourth Reich, of a rape state that is trying to end the world. This is not in any way, shape, or form an intent to defend Fuentes, okay? It's just, like, I'm really tired of comically evil people getting away with it for decades because they're like these nice old grandmas who can deploy Idpol tactically in order to condemn their enemies. Like, are we being fucking serious here? Janet fucking Mills, the rapist partner, versus Graham Platner, the guy with like shitty Reddit comments a decade ago? Is this seriously a conversation? Like, what are we... Am I seriously meant to like compare these two in any way, shape, or form? We're obsessed with the affect over the effect, you know? Do you think there's a place for civility, though? Right now? No, the world is ending. No, I don't give a fuck. I'm anti-civility. I think that the deference to civility from Democrats has actually like cost the nation a lot. Like people are dying because they insist on civility. If Democrats locked the fuck in and called Trump a child rapist nonstop, like 500 times a day from every single Democrat politician, Kamala Harris would have won in 2024. But they didn't, because they're playing the fuck around. Look at Mills' unfavorables. That's crazy, dude. She's the sitting governor, and her unfavorables are up at 54. 54. She's at minus 14 here. Graham Platner is up 4. You've spoken to Platner? Okay, I won't call him an idiot. I'll call him like our Chud son. How about that? Even though he's older than me and a veteran. And I'm like, he could call me the same, I think, with a little more legitimacy, I think. Don't you think it's a problem that the public opinion is that both parties are child rapists? Yeah, I think it's a huge problem that both parties are heavily tied to Epstein. Yeah, it's pretty bad, in my opinion. But like, the Republicans are more Epstein affiliated. For sure. You can bring it up.
Not know about it. But the general election, you know, like the independents.
I think they meant how normalized it is to call people pedos over anything. I mean, I don't think that the term pedophile, I guess, should be like reduced to a meaningless insult because there is meaning behind it. But like the problem is that right now it meaningfully applies to like the entire government. Like the entire Republican Party and a significant amount of the Democratic Party are complicit in a broader cover-up where they were aware of and in many cases benefited from a... financiers' child sex trafficking ring and turned a blind eye to it. For decades and decades, they turned a blind eye to it. And only when political expediency... It was the Republicans who brought this to a head. It was Trump's own coalition. If Kamala Harris had won, I don't know if we would have gotten the Epstein files because it wouldn't have rode in on that like sloppiest wave that Trump heralded in 2024, you know? I don't know if we would have gotten the Epstein files. So like, I consider that being complicit. In my opinion, I think that if you're sitting on a treasure trove of evidence that a significant number of people in government are actual like child sex trafficking conspiracy, pedophile, deep state elitists, and you don't reveal that, I think you're complicit. And I think that's a fair statement, you know? You're literally the DOJ. Like, what is your fucking job? Oh, it's partisan. It's partisan to unearth the deep state pedophile scheme. I don't care. Then be partisan against pedophilia. You should be partisan against pedophilia, in my opinion.
The less engaged Democrats.
Biden and Kamala are not spiteful like Trump, though. That's the reason why. For one, Trump didn't want the files released. For two, it's not spiteful to prosecute pedophiles, man. Dude, you don't get it, okay? This is just Biden and Kamala going high. In my opinion, letting pedophiles run the country is not going high. That's actually very low. This is what I mean about the systemic harm versus the affect. Like, it looks like Biden and Kamala Harris are being civil by not reducing themselves to going after the Epstein file stuff. But in my opinion, prosecuting pedophiles is the highest high. That, like, it's... You're not going low doing that. You're enforcing the law against the most evil people alive. But aren't you blaming the Dems a bit right now? Yeah, I fucking hate the Dems. What do you mean? Yeah, of course. Wouldn't it be good if Kamala brought it up in the 2024 election? Yeah, that's what I'm saying she should have done. Yeah, no, I wish she had done that. I mean, I still hate Kamala, but it would have been nice if she did. But she didn't. The Dems only hopped on board the Epstein train after Republicans made it an issue. But wouldn't Republicans say, why didn't Biden? Okay, the Republicans say a lot of stuff. They're child rapist liars. They lie as easily as they breathe. Wouldn't Republicans say X? Republicans will always, always, always lie. They will never have a, you know why? Because we let them run. They shouldn't even be allowed to run. They're treasonous pedophiles. They should be in jail. They shouldn't be allowed to run. They should be in jail. Like, I feel like that we're, guys, how does the DOJ go after pedophilia? After not going after pedophilia for decades, everyone in government is a pedophile. We can't form a coalition. Well, that's a fucking problem, man. And I don't think we should have let that happen. Okay, why did Congress vote yes on the bill in both chambers? I think after the Republicans had made it enough of an issue, the Democrats felt comfortable jumping on board. And no Republican wanted to be one of the ones who voted against the release of the files after it passed the initial clearance to make it to the House floor. But almost no Republican was willing to vote for it being put to the House floor. Like, it was just like, what, four of them? It was Massey, Boebert, MTG. Wasn't there a fourth one, or was it just three? Like, basically no Republicans were willing to stake their neck out for being the one to get it to the House floor. But after it passed that bar, they were willing to throw it forward. The signing thing, signing the discharge or whatever it's called. Nancy Mace. Thank you. Yeah.
Probably, I certainly don't know about it. So it should be aired out in its full before the primary. I think the idea of having people react to clips on an iPad and then speaking, you know, this is Joe Biden did this a lot. And I don't mean that in a pejorative sense. I think this is a sort of a common way of doing online content now. It sort of, I think it was kind of became popularized in The Last Dance when they were doing it with Michael Jordan. They would show him videos and he would react to it. And a lot of people have taken it since then. I think the problem with this ad, there are like a couple of things they did that I think were kind of dumb. You're right. Those women are stilted in it because that's not their natural reaction. They're not actors. Even worse than that, they are local political activists who support Janet Mills, which was
not. Yeah. Like you said, DNC insiders. Like, why the fuck would you bring them in? Why wouldn't you just hire random people? You know, it doesn't really matter, though, because it looks like Plattner's going to win this in a landslide. Not to count my chickens too early or anything. An Emerson College polling survey released Thursday showed Plattner leading Mills by about 27 points in the Senate Democratic contest. That's in the primary, not the general. With Plattner receiving 55% support, Maine Governor Mills receiving 28% support. So it seems like it's already like, I'm not saying it's locked in, but it feels like it kind of is.
There was a way to do this where you actually showed, you just brought camera crews out and you just showed it to women on the street.
Maybe Mills couldn't hire any actual rape survivors from the Maine population because she knew they would be mad at her for vetoing that rape kit bill.
And then had them react to it, and you videotape that and then asked for, you know, get them to sign a release to be in an ad. You know, that costs more money, is more time intensive, more risky, but is certainly a better product than this. There's also like a mild controversy. I don't think this really matters, but that's not Graham Plattner's voice. He didn't say these things. He wrote them.
See, he also thinks Graham Plattner's faking it. That's what I keep saying.
People thought that was AI. The Mills campaign claims that it's a voice actor of some kind. That's just like a little thing that is like a little sloppy, I think. But other than that, I think the ad is pretty effective. Like, this is his biggest vulnerability. By all accounts, he is winning this primary. Mm-hmm. It's only a question of how much. And the Mills campaign has disputed this. They've pointed to other polling. They put out polling all the time. That polling is always only Mills.
What if Plattner's actual voice is lower? Graham, you can't possibly win this race. People will be distracted by your incredibly unnervingly deep tenor.
What if I just brought it up a couple? What if I introduced a vocal fry that made it sound more alluring, you know?
And Collins head-to-head and Plattner and Collins head-to-head, and then they only really focus
on high end? Oh,
what happens base. When you give them the negative information about Plattner and how that changes, which is a totally fair point. Like, that is what you need to know. But the fact that they're up with this ad in March is a sign that they are behind.
Yeah.
Negative ads work. If they didn't work, people wouldn't do them. They work less well in primaries, primarily because both candidates are usually liked by the Democratic Party electorate.
Not this time. Apparently not this time. Oh, man.
He's less well known, although he's more well known in Maine than I think you would suspect, just given the size of the state and how much attention he's gotten. The thing that bothers me that I think is a potential warning sign for the Mills campaign is if you do the ad and you're using all of these people who already work in politics and are sort of known political activists, you are missing your biggest vulnerability, which is that you are the establishment, you know, putting aside the age question.
When the fuck is the Democratic primary in Maine? Plattner said previously Dems didn't approve of him running because they didn't ask permission. Yeah, we read this article. Graham Plattner said Democratic leaders threatened to rip my life apart before he launched his Senate campaign. It's Schumer. The DSCC, which Schumer, you know, effectively controls, the Senate minority leader. Schumer, like, was really, really invested in Mills running because I guess, I don't know, 80-year-old Zionists stick together. And they did like essentially threaten Schumer. He says that because he didn't ask for permission to run. It's like I've said before, the Democratic Party is very contemptuous of democracy internally. You know, Republicans love democracy internally. And hate it as a principle. Like, Republicans will defer to whatever the worst impulses of their voters are because all they care about is maintaining their margins. But Democrats think that the process of winning the approval of voters is this annoying, inconvenient, procedural bother that they have to get through before they can get to their real job, which is doing public-private partnerships. They treat appealing to their base like a chore. There is a reason why the vote blue, no matter who style, like Democratic Party infighting stuff, it only really happens with the Democrats. You know, Republicans are a lot more, I guess, the Republican Party is a lot more willing to capitulate to their voters. But for the Democrats, voters have to like swallow their bile to vote for them. A lot of them do, at least. I mean, there's a reason the Democratic Party is so unpopular with Democrats right now.
Truly the DSCC's candidate.
Yeah, the DSCC's candidate. You're the incumbent. There is, people want change. They want someone outside the system. They want someone who's not associated with the leadership of the Democratic Party. And then when you do the ad, you lean into that weakness, right? Most people don't know that.
Yeah,
But the fact that you didn't.
Okay, the primary is June 9th. Damn, we still got a while to go. Holy shit.
See it, to me, is like a broader.
I can't fucking believe Elizabeth Warren endorsed. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I misread. Yeah, Plattner secured endorsements from Martin Heinrich, Elizabeth Warren, and Ruben Gallego. I misread. I mixed two lines up. Okay, good for Elizabeth Warren. You're a fucking moron. That's true.
And it reminds me of on Iowa caucus night when Obama beat Hillary. On Hillary's event, they brought out every
person who ever worked
in the Clinton administration to be on stage with her. Like Madeleine Albright was over her right shoulder. And like we watched that and we were like, they still don't get it. They do not understand what the voters want. And I think that there was a potential warning sign for that about the Mills campaign. Having said all of that, this is a very effective ad.
Pod Save America breaking news is brought to you by
ZipRecruiter. Shut up,
what's the latest trend in hiring? It's
By the way, were the Pod Save dudes always jacked? I feel like every time I watch their stuff, I'm surprised because they're always wearing like tight thermals. I guess it's cold in their studio and they're jacked, you know? Like, look at that. You can see the trap deltoid line right there. Good for them. Gallego? Okay. Hispanic name, you know.
Skill-based hiring, which emphasizes capability.
They can do 3 pull-ups. That's fucking based. I got a little elastic band because I don't. If you can only do 1 pull-up, you shouldn't practice pull-ups doing pull-ups. You should practice pull-ups doing like assisted pull-ups because you want to be able. You should be doing something you can knock out like 5 clean reps on and then progress from there. Otherwise, it's like you're stuck on 1 forever, you know. So I got an elastic band. And I was able to hit 3. I don't know how much weight the elastic band takes off. My guess would be like 30. Because it takes off more weight the lower I am. And then the higher up I get, the more my arms are doing the work. My arms and my back. So I could do like 2.5. I'm guessing it's taking off at max like 30 pounds. But I could be wrong. Have you tried doing vibes instead of pull-ups? I'm always doing vibes. I'm always giving. I'm giving vibes. Yeah. I can do 30 Hindu squats and 0 sit-ups. Nice. Do resistance pull-ups. They're almost as good. What do you mean resistance pull-ups? You mean, didn't I just say I'm doing that? What would like resistance to help me, right? You don't mean resistance to hurt me because I can't do that. You don't mean a pull-up with like weight on me, do you? Yeah, so I don't need that right now. Weighted clothing pull-ups. Fuck that. Negatives? Yeah, negatives are good. Negatives are good. Maybe he means pull downs. It's fine. It's okay. I've been working on my push-up form lately. You know the push-up where you do this, and then you lower your shoulders, and then you do this, so your biceps are facing forward, and that way when you do the push-up, your elbows stay close to you and stuff. I'm trying to get that form down. It's a little bit tough because I'm so used to doing pull-ups like this with like the chicken wing thing. But I was able to do 15 last night, which before when I switched to the new form, I could not do. I did like 10. So I'm up to 15. I think if I really lock the fuck in, I could do 20, which is not very much, but we're getting there.
Capabilities over education and direct experience. According to experts, this leads to faster hiring and better job.
That's cool.
Are people going to care about what Graham Plattner said many years ago? Are they going to believe his answers? about it. And on that, he went up with a response to that. So let's look at that ad and then
the debate,
judge how we think people react to it.
If I saw these ads, I'd have questions. These are words and statements I abhor from a time in my life when I was struggling deeply after returning from war. These words are not who I am. So, man, I'm asking you not to judge me for the worst thing I said on the internet on my worst day 14 years ago. But who I am today and the kind of senator I promised to be. I'm Graham Plattner, and I approve this message, and I will not let you down.
What do you think?
Okay, let me just begin this by saying I think it is always a good thing when politicians own up to their transgressions and mistakes.
It seems like completely sincere. It doesn't seem cynical at all. It's really, really straightforward, you know?
And their missteps. That is fundamentally a good thing. And Graham Plattner has done that consistently in this campaign because he's made so many mistakes. But he has had to do this a number of times. Yeah. And I think as a matter of like sort of strategy and ethics, I think it is generally a good idea.
I think that and this is going to be more the case the farther into modernity we get. But this is going to be the case for more politicians. More and more politicians, especially Democrats, are going to be like normal people who have an internet history, just like everyone else does. And there's going to be weird shit. You're going to have politicians that have old nudes linked to them or whatever. Lots and lots of stuff like that. You know, we're all going to have to get used to that future. The only reason we've held it off for so long is because we keep reelecting the same fucking octogenarian politicians. Most of the guys that we're electing right now are ancient, so they don't have an internet history.
However, what the fuck do you mean? Who are you today? What do you think about sexual assault and sexual violence? What do you think of those?
He probably thinks they're bad. I'm just guessing.
His comments, just saying this was my worst day on the internet and in a terrible year at a terrible time is that's sort of the predicate. That's the preamble to explaining how you think of sexual assault, I'm not saying you need to lay out a policy prescription, but he never actually addresses.
Well, but what do you think he's going to say? I feel like it would kind of read insincere if he was to be clear, I oppose rape. I feel like this is the kind of statement where you can point at it and say, yeah, this was bad. And you can infer what he believes now from it, you know? How much time do you expect him to dedicate to that in a little ad?
The substance of the controversy, except to say, judge me by who I am today. Well, if you didn't know that Graham Plattner had made these comments, maybe you don't know that much about Graham Plattner today. It just assumes a lot on the part of the viewer. So in that way, I don't think it's effective. It felt to me like it was you could hear the conversation at Plattner HQ, which was okay, they're up with this ad. We're going to say what we've said before, which is they're running the same play, which in its essence isn't a bad play. But I do think, maybe this is because I'm a woman and we have so normalized violence against women. We've so made it okay for candidates to just be we've reelected a man that said, grab him by the that I would hold Democrats to a higher standard here. And I really think substantively, if not strategically, he falls short. If Graham Plattner is the
I just don't know what he really could have said in the format of a short ad that would have given the specific answer that's being asked for. You know what I mean? I don't know. Because wouldn't it have been really weird if he was like, these comments aren't me, to be clear. I don't think you're responsible for being sexually assaulted or raped if you get really drunk and walk around. I guess he could have said that, but that, I don't know, that feels really dumb to say out loud. Hey everyone, just to let you guys know, if you're a woman and you get blackout drunk and you walk around and if you get raped, it's not your fault. I agree. I just think, yeah, it would be a little distasteful to maybe articulate on the point that concretely, but I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
Democratic candidate.
No, I'm not shit talking her. I don't know who this woman is. We don't need to attack this woman. I'm just saying I don't really know what you could do in the context of that kind of statement to make your point forward.
It's not going to be because he assuaged voters' concerns about his thinking about women and it's because he's just the stronger candidate and managed to kind of brush this aside. I don't think this is addressing, his statements in a meaningful way. And that disappoints me, even though this might be enough.
I think all those criticisms are 100% fair. If you're curious about the substance, this ad does not address the substance. My gut is this ad was in the can. Mm. And I imagine that they have been waiting, they have the advantage of knowing this is the ad that's coming, because his comments on were so voluminous that you couldn't, it would be like the Saturday Night Live Gerald Ford diet skit. Like, you couldn't do enough takes to get all of them. So this is the catch-all version of that. If they'd gone up with some of the things he'd said that on race or about calling himself a socialist or communist, whatever terminology you use, you would use this ad too. So I think that is
one size fits all.
This is the catch-all version response ad. I think he does a good job to camera delivering it. I think he comes across as sincere. I think this is not enough to address, this is not sufficient to answer all of these questions, either from a substantive perspective, like what does he really think, and an electability perspective, because there's two ways people look at this. And Grant Plattner is, I think, this fascinating Rorschach test of would you and I stand on either side, is people look at him and think, oh, he made these comments a long time ago. He made mistakes. Those were bad. He is a changed man now. And then there are people who think he made those comments. Maybe he kind of still believes them, but he's changed what he's saying because he wants to run for Senate. I think you probably fall in the middle of those two points.
There's a lot of data points that suggest he has a very specific character that perhaps extends beyond the trauma that he was feeling in that particular period in his life.
Could you elaborate on that?
Life. Do you know what I mean?
What would you
say?
Well,
I just mean, like, they're the racist comments. There's the Nazi tattoo. There's like a suite of controversial.
I don't want this to be read the wrong way, because the stuff that he said was wrong, but his Reddit comments weren't that bad. I'd be willing to bet a majority of men at some point have had that mental process, because it's an extremely common way of thinking. It's just a matter of whether you grow out of it. The rape apologia, blaming the victim. Oh, if you get super drunk outside the club, like, you're kind of at fault. What are you doing? That's like a really, 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 really common mindset, even among so-called progressive people. It's bad and wrong, but it's like, I don't know. I don't know if it's fair to link this to, it's not really like hyper chud behavior. Maybe the standards have shifted a little bit now because the incel rhetoric is so common, but I feel like I just remember that for a while when I was growing up, like in high school, that was almost everyone had some version of that view until they didn't. Does that make sense? Almost everyone had, like men and women, had some version of that view, and then they had to be challenged out of it. It was like the default assumption. And some people didn't get out of it, like some people didn't grow out of it, and some people didn't. Even the girls in high school had that view. It was very, very common. Like the victim, women absolutely do that too. It's not just like a men on women thing. Obviously, like the idea, the victim blaming attitude is like just broadly common, I guess. More so then than now, I think. Maybe? I don't know.
Behaviors that make you wonder, what is this guy? What is this guy about? Now, but he is an incredibly compelling candidate, and he presents himself as something different today. But that fundamental question, which, without getting too philosophical here, is who are we really? And what comprises our moral core? Where does our compass, in what direction does our moral compass truly point, is maybe not answerable in the context of electoral politics. I digress.
And I think the fact that PTSD may be involved. Adds to the complication. And no one can really know. I have been persuaded on the Nazi tattoo from people like Ruben Gallego, who have been on those drunken tattoo getting trips. Yeah, and endorsed Grant Plattner. But he said that even before he endorsed Grant Plattner, he talked about this. So I can believe the story that he... So I guess sort of the question people look at this is, you hear this a lot on the internet. Is he a secret Nazi? Right? I find that hard to believe, that he has a secret
Nazi.
Sign
of the times that this is a debate.
Does he... then the other question is the one you're raising, which I think is a very fair and legitimate question, is what elements of toxic masculinity were certainly present then and are still present now? And how should you be held accountable for that behavior? That is a very fair question. And then there is this other thing that I cannot buy, which is that he is a secret conservative and he's the next John Fetterman. I think that is an absurd proposition. You hear that all the time. People said it about Tallarico too. He hangs out with all these Republicans.
I feel like he's a little bit Plattner-pilled. He sees the discourse on Blue Sky. Anyway, I don't know. If all they have against Plattner is... fucking old Reddit comments, all they're doing is guaranteeing that more independents vote for him. when the, he, after he wins the general, you know, the pro-rape constituency of Maine.